Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, you're now once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and yes, we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, tonight, I am so excited to have once again my husband and wife, Pastor Joel and Carol, Pastor Carol Rings. Tonight we'll be concluding part two of their message titled, God's Power, God's Blessings, God's People. Would you in for a treat on did you have the paper ready to follow along as they get ready to go into part two of this tag team message on tonight? Again, pastors, husband and wife, Gerald and Carol Irving will be doing part two of their message on tonight. So what I have done on tonight, instead of me opening up with prayer, that I cut the opening song kind of short, I've asked Pastor Gerald Irving if he would open up with prayer. Pastor Gerald and Pastor Carol Irving, I want to say thank you both for coming on tonight to be able to conclude with part two of your message on tonight. So I thank God for you all. So but at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Joel if he would open up with prayer on tonight.
Amen. Amen. I'm really just so honored to be here tonight, and we're just thanking God for what he's already done. So as we begin to pray, we're going to pray for the world and for everybody tonight. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, amen. Lord, here as we come together tonight, we thank you, God, for what you've already done. Lord, we know that you're Jehovah Jireh. You are the provider. You're El Shaddai, the mighty God that we serve. Lord, you're Jehovah Nisi. Lord, we know that the battle is already won of the victory, oh God. And Lord, we know that you're Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. So Lord God, we pray right now for those that are going through something, those that just need to hear a word from you, God. We ask right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you bless, that you give a spiritual increase of your anointing tonight. We ask that those that are on tonight, Lord, that you just give them unmerited favor, that you bless them, Lord God, like never before. Lord, we thank you for opening up our minds and our hearts to receive your word tonight. And we're just thanking you for Brother James tonight, oh God. We ask that you just bless him mightily, Lord God, as he continue to bring the saints of God together with a rhema word from you, God. And Lord, we know that you're a God that shall not, cannot, will not lie, Lord God. We just rely on your word because we know that favor is coming behind everything that you do in our life and that you put on our spirit. So Lord God, we ask tonight that the word be received, Father God, the word be received with open arms, with open ears, and Lord God, that our hearts are open to you. And once again, God, we thank you for what you're doing in our life. And Lord God, we're praying for those that have been sick, those that have been injured over the world today, God. We know that we're living in the perilous times, the last days, oh God. We're looking at all the Bible speaking to us, oh God, that the rumors of wars, the things that are being exposed, oh God. But we're praying, oh God, that right now, God, that the prayer of the righteous prevail as much, oh God. We're praying right now, God, that some lives will be changed, some souls will be touched. Somebody right now, God, is reaching out to you. So, God, we're just praying for the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire right now, God, begins to elevate us, begins to just uplift our spirits and our hearts. And if those that are sick tonight, oh God, we know, God, that you're healing them right now. Those that are in need, we know that you're healing them right now, that you're blessing them, Lord God. We're here to be an encouragement, oh God, to the people of God, that we're just sending out blessings and anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We trust and agree with that prayer on tonight. So right now, I'm going to give you all, as I always have, a spiritual food for thought. And we have a spiritual food for thought that's for each and every one of our consideration for those of us that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight. And it comes to us saying, your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. The way you make others feel is your trademark. I'm going to repeat that again. Someone needs to be blessed by that spiritual food for thought. Your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. The way you make others feel is your trademark. Please note that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. What I'm going to do right now is before pastors Joel and Carol Irving, husband and wife team, come forward with part two of their message on tonight, I failed to do this the first time that they was on. And if you, for those of you who have dialed in, and for those of you that are listening around the world, please get your pens and paper so you can put on this information that they're about to share with you so that you can be blessed. I'm going to ask Pastor Joel and Pastor Carol Irving if they will please share the information with the robot listeners, because they do have their own ministry. They do have their own church, and they have a brand. So I want them to pass that information along to you, the listeners that are on the air now listening in, before they bring forth the message, because I don't want them to be neglected this time. I want them to be able to share this information with you all so that you all can be blessed by it in the future. Pastor Joel or Sister Pastor Kara Irvin, if you don't mind sharing your information, your contact information, the church information, and also your radio show and your radio TV show information with the listeners. And then following that, I'm going to do a music break. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to you all to deliver part two of your message. And then following that, after you conclude with your message, I will open up the phone lines for any listeners that have dialed in. They may have a question for you all pertaining to tonight's message, or they may want to give you all words of encouragement. We're going to do it in that order. If you don't mind, please share with the listeners your contact information regarding your church and also your radio show and also your TV show.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother James. And to everyone, we're so excited about being back again to share this word. Our contact information is as follows. We are the pastors of Acclaim Ministries International. That's ACCLAIM. And we are located at 21421 Hilltop Drive, Suite 24, and that's in Southfield, Michigan, 48033. Our service time is at 1 p.m. At 12:45 p.m., we have intercessory prayer, so we're interceding before service starts, and service starts at 1 p.m. Also, on our radio broadcast, we have the Give God the Glory broadcast show that comes on every Monday and Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And we are on Facebook Live, we're on Twitter Live, we're on YouTube Live, and Twitch. And so you can, see us on YouTube, on a YouTube channel, and that's Right Now Praise, P-R-A-I-Z-Z, Right Now Praise. Radio, so you can hear us then Monday and Friday live at 7:30. And we're playing music, and doing wonderful interviews with various people. Also, our Right Now Praise TV network is accessible through Roku, Fire Stick, also Android and Apple TV, all right, as well. And so you can download our app to the to your cell phone where you can watch the TV network if you would like to do that. And you can just go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store for your iPhone and look for Right Now Praise, P-R-A-I-Z-Z, Right Now Praise TV. Also, we are also known as the Gospel Recording Artist Sounds of Imani, and you can find us on www.soundsofimani.com. Also, you can listen to a lot of the things that we do by way of radio and TV. You can go to the radio website. I didn't want to forget that, which is www.rightnowpraise, P-R-A-I-Z-Z, radio.com. We can also be contacted by our cell phone. You can reach us at 313-308-5935.
Amen. And you have there the information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Amen. I just wanted to make sure I got that information out to the listeners before we got into the message, because I know we get excited about the word and tonight's broadcast again without allowing you all to share that information with those that may be interested. So I'm going to go to a short music break and come back. We're going to yield the mic to husband Esther Gerald and Carol Irving. They're going to conclude with part two of their message. And I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. And once again, after they conclude the message, we will open up the phone lines for anyone that they have dialed in. You may have a question for them pertaining to tonight, or you may just want to give them words of encouragement. You would have an opportunity to do so at the conclusion of tonight's message. Right now, we're going to go and praise a song on tonight, and I pray that you enjoy this short music break. Total praise. Yes, yes, yes. God deserves our total praise no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. He's still in control. That's why he deserves our total praise because of who he is. So right now I yield the mic to none other than Pastor Gerald and Pastor Carol Irving now to conclude with part two of their message on tonight. I now yield the mic to you all.
Amen, amen. We are so honored to be back.
Praise God, yes.
Amen. We just thank God for allowing us to be with you tonight. Amen.
Amen, yes.
You know that all things are possible through God. Amen.
That's it. Amen. Well, we, you know, we left off with verse 20 mm-hmm. in Numbers chapter 23. And so we find here that Balaam had to tell Balak exactly what God said. And God said explicitly that you will not curse the children of Israel. You will bless them. And so that's exactly what Balaam did. But we find that Balaam was still trying to curse the children of Israel because he kept doing different things. He kept trying a different way every time the king would tell him to do something else, he would go ahead and do it, right? And even though he had seen the power of God to just transform what his mouth wanted to say, what his will wanted to say, but God's will overrided the will of Balaam. So we wonder, why does Balaam keep trying to do this? Amen? Well, the fact of the matter is he still wanted that gold that he was promised mm-hmm. from King Balak. Amen? He still wanted to try to get that gold. And he wanted the honor of, oh, he was the person who put a curse on the children of Israel. Okay? So Balaam still tries to do his own will instead of God's will. But we're going to find out in the scriptures that we're going to read tonight, the verses that we're going to read tonight, we're going to see how the power of God prevails over the enemy, right?
Amen. And you know, no matter if you are a king's kid, God always covers you, man. He will not lie to his people. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes you meet friends and family that are always trying to manipulate, find a way to break you down. Why? Because they're walking in the flesh. They don't mm-hmm. have the anointing of God. You know, so that's why we as Christians, we always been covered by the blood of the Lamb. And we know that people will try their best to take what you got, to manipulate you and try to steal your blessing. But you know they can't do it because you're walking in the power of the Lord. And that is so important right here because we're reading this because we know that we all have witnessed people coming, trying to manipulate us, trying to take what we got, jealous of what we have because God has blessed us tremendously. And, you know, sometimes you've got to let folks go. You can't hold on to them. You see the manipulation in their spirit. You see how they're walking in the flesh and not in the power of God. So you have to, you really, no matter what it is, you got to separate yourself from those that are not about God's business.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Gerald.
Yeah.
Okay, so we left off at verse 20, and verse 20 was saying, and this was the words that Balaam spoke after, you know, the Lord put it in his mouth. Amen. He wanted to do something else, but God just flipped that around and said, oh, no, you're not. You're gonna bless my children. And so verse 20, again, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he have blessed, and I cannot reverse it. There is nothing nobody can do to reverse God's blessing over your life. Amen? So people who are running around fretting about, thinking about, oh, somebody prayed against me, and oh, somebody did this, and oh, somebody, I know somebody doing some enchantment, and somebody doing some witchcraft, and this and that and the other. Look, none of that has no power over you, and when you are under the authority of our Lord and Savior, you are covered by the blood of the Lamb,
yes.
And no devil in hell can reverse anything that's due you. And we know the enemy always tries to come and hinder things, you know, so hindrances will come, amen, and believe me, hindrances do make you strong because it allows you to use the power of God in your life when you can call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so in verse 21 says,
He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. And the shout of a king is among them. Now listen, we know that Israel made some very, very bad mistakes, very bad decisions. They had done different things that was not right in the sight of God. Amen. But yet God says, I have not seen anything at this time that will warrant me to allow you to put a curse on them. Amen. And so verse 22, God brought them out of Egypt. He has, if it were, the strength of a unicorn. So in other words, Balaam is letting Balak know what God said further on. God not only is not going to allow me to put no curse on them because these are the people of God, and God ain't allowing it, okay? And then plus that, God brought them out of Egypt. These are the people that God brought out of Egypt, amen, parted the Red Sea so that they can walk through on the dry ground and go through to the other side, amen. And this is the same God that when the Pharaoh and his army tried to follow after them, amen, God closed the walls of the sea, and the walls of the sea collapsed on the Pharaoh and his soldiers, amen. So they didn't get the privilege like the children of God had the privilege, right? And so the verse is saying, God brought them out of Egypt, and they are as if they have the strength of a unicorn. Well, now what does a unicorn represent? A unicorn represents purity, innocence, and power. Amen. Purity, innocence, and power. And so when we look at this representation, God is letting Balaam and Balak know, look, my children are covered. They're covered with the power. They're covered with the purity of God. Amen. The presence of God is surrounding them. And then in verse 23, he says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. Jacob meaning Israel, okay? And when you see that means Israel, okay? Because we know in the scripture that God changed Jacob's name to Israel, right? So surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination, that means witchcraft, enchantment, all of these different things that the enemy may try to use. Nothing will prevail against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what have God wrought? Amen. Look at what God has done for the children of Israel. God has protected them, and God will continue to protect them. And if God wanted to administer our punishment, it will be done in his own way and in his own time, not because somebody sees the children of Israel as a threat and they want to get rid of them, so they're going to call somebody to curse them, and you think God going to allow them to just put a curse on the children of Israel to stop their growth, amen, to stop the anointing that is on them. And sisters and brothers today, God will not allow anyone, hallelujah, to stop your blessing. God will not allow anyone to plug up your anointing. God will not allow anyone to stop you from doing the things that you need to do in the kingdom of God and for the kingdom of God. And, you know, this is such a thing that the enemy tries to use on people's psyche, let me put it that way, in your mind, okay? Because a lot of times people worry about, wow, so-and-so trying to stop me from doing this, so-and-so trying to stop me from doing that. Nobody can do anything to you or against you unless God allowed. And certainly, they cannot overpower God. And we have already been told in the scriptures that we have power over all power of the enemy in Luke chapter 9 and 10 in the New Testament. So we have to realize that we have the power to overcome evil. Amen. We have the power to overcome any darts and anything that's thrown against us as long as we keep on the full armor of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know, it's funny how, you know, just like us being saints and knowing the commandments of God, here it is, God gave us a command and said, thou shalt not steal. So what we try to do, we reverse that and go ahead and steal something anyway, knowing we know the word of God, and the word of God is not going to change. despite of what you may think and try to go around the word of God, if God said it, it is so. He has told us time and time again that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He has promised us that if you continue to follow him, he will bless you. And anything that you need of God, ask of it in Jesus' name. And he will bless us, pressed down, shaken up, and running over. So in this attempt, this guy was just trying to look at the pot of gold that was, he was taking about money is over God. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
People do that today. They'll take money instead of taking God. And it's a shame that we have to meet people who are always trying to manipulate the people of God. God will not allow that to happen to you or I. Why? Because, as I stated before, we're king's kids. God, we're in the likeness of God, the image of God. And wherever our feet shall tread, God gave us the power to tread over the evil things, the scorpions and the serpents, the things that are not about God. So we have to realize and quit wimping out and say, hey, God got my back. I'm not worried about you. You can come to me with all this stuff because God's word will never change. If he has said it, then it is so. Amen. So we don't need to say, start second-guessing God because God is not going to change. If God said something for you and I to do or to have, it is so. And we don't have to rely on the manipulator, the seed, the lying demons to come in and try to psych us or fool us. Well, the Lord gave us this word, or come back and try to build a partnership with the devil, say we can take over these people if they just be kind to take this. No way. No way will God's people be conned by any demon, any person that don't even have the power of God in their life. But I'm telling you, saints, as long as you be steadfast and unmovable, God will always protect you. Amen. The word of God will always cover you. So if we have learned how many times that they came and tried to change the word of God and say, look, go to the people again and lie to me. Ain't no way in the world you're going to lie for the devil. Ain't that right? No way, because you know God is there to cover you. So I tell you, even if we got friends, so-called friends now, because so-called friends try that trick on you in a minute to get your blessings. Amen, because you got to be mindful and use the wisdom of God, knowing that God has given you something that no man can take, no man can steal unless you give it to him. Amen. So I'm not going to give my blessing to no devil. I don't care what nobody says, because God has blessed you and I to continue to be what? Of a good courage. Continue to be what? Faithful to God. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So amen.
Look at, go back to the end of 23, mm-hmm. verse 23, where it says, what have God wrought? In other words, look at the blessings of God on his people.
Right.
Look at the great things that God has done. Amen. And so God was letting Balaam know. He was giving Balaam the glimpse of the power that God had moved on for the Israelites. Amen. How God's hand was upon them. Amen.
Yeah.
And so when we look at verse 24, let's look at verse 24. It says, behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift himself as the young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink of the blood of the slain. Lord Jesus, when we look at this, we know a young lion grows into a great lion, right? And so here's what God was telling Balaam, my people, hallelujah, are like a great lion. And we know a lion is a symbol of power. When we look at the lion, you know the lion is termed as what? The king of the jungle. Amen? Amen. And so God was letting Balaam know, look, my people are strong. They will rise up. I don't care what you try to do to them, what you try to bring against them, my people will rise up. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Hallelujah. Today, we are rising up. In the name of Jesus, we are rising up to hold up the bloodstained banner. We are rising up to do what God has called us to do. God is strengthening us. God is powering us, hallelujah, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so here he's letting Balaam know, you tell Balak this, amen, hallelujah. And I bet you, he's going to rethink some things, amen. So we're going to see what comes out of Balak's mouth next. After he hears this news, amen.
And you know, we must understand that we're covered by the blood. We have the armor of God on us. No matter how they come back at you, you are still covered by the blood. You are unbreakable. You are blessed by God because he what? Laid his hands on you. Amen. You're living because the Lord says so. There is favor over God's people. And if you're walking in the favor of God, you don't have anything to worry about. Don't even second guess because the devil can't do anything to you. Amen. Because God got you covered. God got a shield of protection on you. And the thing about it, their head was so hard-headed. They had the hardest head to try to change the word of God and found out that the word of God will never change. Despite of how you try to manipulate somebody, despite of, and you know, you've seen people, you done got into a moment where things wasn't looking good in your life. Then all of a sudden somebody says, where is your God now? Where is he now? Amen. But the word says, wait on the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself of those evildoers, because they will soon be what? Cut down. That means God will take them out of your life. You don't have to worry about it because the shield of God, the armor of God is protecting you from those lying demons. My God.
Jesus, Lord have mercy. Then when we look at verse 25, now, after Balaam explains all of this stuff, what God told him to say to King Balak, Balak getting frustrated now. He getting upset. So verse 25 says, and Balak says to Balaam, well, guess what? I don't want you to curse him and show don't bless him. I just don't do nothing right now. And that's all he got. He wasn't prevailing in anything he tried to convince Balaam to do. And the king figured that he had power to override God's power. Well, God was letting King Balak know, I don't care who you hire, who you try to hire and pay some money to curse my people, my children, it's not going to happen.
He's getting frustrated. Upset. Well, just shut your mouth. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
You haven't done nothing I asked you to do. You know, but how can you when God is in control? How can anybody say anything when God is in control? Isn't that something?
Amen. And then when we look at verse 27, and Balak said unto Balaam, come here, I will bring you to another place. Ooh, Lord Jesus.
He'll try.
Now, I want to see if it will please God that you may curse me them from here. And Balak brought Balaam to the top of Peor that looks toward Jeshimon. Uh-huh. And Balaam said unto Balak, now build me here 7 altars and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. Now, this is familiar to the first time. All he right. said, well, this is what I want you to do. He made his little offerings to the idols and all of this kind of stuff and thought that something was going to happen. Now, this takes us on over into the 24th chapter of verse 1. I want to get to something here. And it says, and when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as he did at other times, to seek for enchantment, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in the tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took upon his parable and said in verse 3, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said, he hath said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision, see there, of the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance and having his eyes open. Listen, God was showing him, I told you to leave my people alone. God, you know, the devil has a glimpse of what you know, he has a glimpse of the power of God in your life. He has a glimpse, hallelujah, of the blessings that God is bestowing upon you. Amen. And so that's why he tried so hard to keep you from going into your blessings, to keep you from being blessed in God to advance. Amen. And so this kind of reminds us of Dr. Gerald, the passage of scripture where Satan was coming to tempt Jesus. Amen. And, you know, he came that first time and he said, if you are the son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And then Jesus replied with, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Then he didn't stop then, did he, Dr. Gerald?
No, he
went on again, and he took him up into a holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said, if you are the son of God, cast yourself down, because the angels are going to catch you. But he misquoted the scripture.
Yes, he did.
Amen? Because he said, in all God's ways, and try to tempt God.
Amen. And think about it, folks, listen. If the devil tempted Jesus, what makes you think he can't tempt you?
Yeah.
Huh? What makes you think you're all that in a bag of chips? Amen. See, God wants you to understand that no matter what come may, that God is still in control. Amen. No devil from hell can change the decision that God makes over your life.
Uh-huh.
No man, no woman can come and try to manipulate you. Why? Because you're walking in the power of God. God has given you the wisdom and the knowledge. Amen. Through what? The word. Amen. He has given you bread. Amen. Bread is the word of God. And we want you to understand that whatever you, God has blessed you to do, God has given each and every one of us a purpose. Amen. And we need to seek God for our purpose. Amen. And don't let nobody come to you and tell you, you can't do it. I have not seen the word in the Bible say you can't. Amen. All I heard the word say you shall. Amen. Every time God says something, he says you shall. Amen. He didn't go, the devil come by and try to tell you you can't. But God say you shall. That means you can. Amen. And the Bible tells us what? We can do what? All things through Christ Jesus. Then what? Strengthen us. So we got the power. We have the strength. And no devil from hell can come and try to take what God has given you. Amen. Because God will never change his word and his way for his people. And that's why, thanks to God, we got to understand that we can't allow fear to intervene, amen, with our ways that God has blessed us. We can't be afraid to take a chance. And why? Because we're walking in the spirit and not in the flesh, amen. If you walk in the flesh, you're going to always have doubt. When you start walking in the spirit of the Lord, amen, the divine anointing begins to spread all over you. Why? Because you got the power. You got the faith. You got the strength. Why? We supposed to what? Trust and believe in the word of God. Amen. I mean, like we said, we have never seen the righteous forsaken. Amen. Amen. Or see begging for bread. We don't have to go through all of that. Why? Because when Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished. Amen. He died for our sins. Amen. We have the key. Amen. The key of life. Amen. The power of the anointing of God. And Balaam and all the eight, you can't speak for God. Amen. God will shut your mouth and put his word in your mouth. Amen. When you come with a hidden agenda, God will stop you in your tracks. Amen. And we see that this brother's head was hard. He just wanted to try to break down and say, do this for me. Do this for me. His mind wasn't on the people of God. His mind was about that goal. His mind was about, I can buy this. I can do all that. But guess what? You can't spend a dime when you're dead. Can't take it with you. I have never seen a U-Haul drive up to a funeral to put your stuff in.
Amen.
So that's one thing you got to realize. When you're dead, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're with God, he said, what? Go away, but I'm what? Going to a place where there are many mansions. Amen. That means you and I got real estate in heaven. If we're faithful to God, amen, if we stand and keep our mind on the Lord, remember, when you go to a funeral, let me know if you see a U-Haul drive up to the funeral. Because you can't take nothing with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. You can't take it with you because you're through.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, look here. You know, so as we were talking about the similarities between how we see how the enemy always tries to continue to do something, if he doesn't isn't successful at one thing, he's going to try something else. So here we find that, Balaam said, okay, well, maybe the location ain't right. Let me take you somewhere else so you can look and see. And maybe this will work out where God will allow you to do what I'm asking you to do. Wait a minute. Your will is not greater than God's will. Amen. And so here, when we look at the similarities between the two passages of Scripture, how the enemy keeps coming back, and so even in the instance with Jesus, that second time when Satan told him to cast yourself off the, and off the pinnacle, and, you know, the angels are going to catch you and all this kind of stuff, misquoting the scripture, then Jesus, replies back to him and says, get behind me, for it's written. Look here. You're not going to tempt the Lord, your God. I'm not going to tempt God, amen. Why am I going to do that? Just like somebody standing out in the middle of the street. Oh, well, I'm going to go out here. I know I'm a child of God. I got power and anointing all over me. Let me stand out here in the middle of the highway while all the cars racing down the street. I don't think you're going to be too successful, right? Because God said don't tempt him. You don't tempt God. Amen. Hallelujah. It is by the power of God's grace and mercy, amen, that we are here and that God has protected us. So we don't, you know, have to try to do those things and try to tempt God, right?
Amen.
So then the third time, Satan comes back, you know, him, and he takes him up to another high place and shows Jesus all the kingdoms of all the world and all the glory of those kingdoms, amen, which, by the way, did not belong to Satan anyway. Amen, hallelujah. And he said to him, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. Well, wait a minute, you ain't got nothing. Amen, praise God. Amen. You know, when he got kicked out of heaven, he was stripped. Amen. Now, that don't mean that Satan is powerless. He got his own little power, the prince of the air, as he's just described in the New Testament, but that's just because of the worldly things that he influences. But he has absolutely no power over the kingdom of God, over God's people, none of that. He has certainly has no power over the church, because we know that the scripture says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, right? And so Jesus said to him, well, the devil, you know, you can't worship two masters, amen? You know, he said you should worship the Lord thy God, and only him shall you serve. So you see the similarities here. Amen. Balaam tried everything he could to try to curse the children of Israel, but nothing worked. Amen. Nothing worked because God will not allow it. And so when he tried again to take him up to somewhere else, and that didn't work, and as a matter of fact, Balaam ended up telling Balaam the things that was going to happen that the children of Israel were going to do. Amen. And so he gave him a prophecy of the power of God that's going to work in Israel's life in the future.
Amen. And the thing about it, Balaam didn't understand the relationship. Amen. Being obedient to the word of God. He didn't understand all that. Amen. Why? Because his mind was on being a crook. His mind was on being a thief. But you know, when you have a relationship with God, no matter what come may, God is there with you. He will bless you. His word will never change. He will never turn on his people. Amen. And when the word, when God told him, look, I'm going to put a word in your mouth. Amen. To bless my people. Amen. And when God put a word in your mouth, no matter what you're thinking about or what somebody said for you to do, you're going to do thus says the Lord, because your mouth will be stiff and every word that come out of your mouth will be the mouth of the Lord. Amen. And that means you'll know a false prophet. You'll know a false prophet because he's not going to say the word of God. Amen. Because God will expose a false prophet. Amen. You don't have to worry about the word. Well, surely God said this. Surely God said that the word of God will never lie, amen, and it won't come back void, amen, because what God says is so, amen?
Amen.
So don't get in your mind, I'm going to this big event because we got the prophet coming. You better watch what prophet you got coming
yes,
so hard, amen, because you've been told a lie and you still waiting. Ain't nothing happening.
Yes,
amen?
Yes.
So we just want you to realize the word of God is powerful, amen, and it shall never change.
And amen. And finally, chapter 24 and verse 10. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam. Oh, he was sizzling. And he smote his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have altogether blessed them three times. Now you know three times means God delivers, right? Now I want you to flee from this place. Get out of my sight. I thought I was going to promote you to great honor, but no, the Lord kept you back from honoring my request. So he realized that the power of God prevailed no matter what he was trying to get, you know, Balaam to do. But that didn't mean that he respected that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So the power of God prevailed. Amen, for the people of God.
That's
amen.
Right. Remember, you know, you have to stand before the Lord. Amen. And don't let nobody come in your life that don't know God. Amen. Because you can know them by their walk. You can know them by their talking. Amen. Why? Because you are witness from the Lord. And you have power over them. Amen.
Yes.
So keep your eyes on the sparrow. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
So in closing, right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord tonight for that word. Thank you so much, Pastors Gerald and Carol Irving, for the conclusion of this, the whole matter pertaining to this subject on tonight. And that we at the conclusion of the whole matter. You all broke that thing down, and we now, for those that may be listening that did not know at before now, you should know after business, enemy has no power over you that you do not allow him to take. He will use your power against you if you allow him to. So the word of God says, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord when he tells you that he will never leave you nor forsake you, that he has your best interest at heart, and he's not going to allow the enemy to get the best of you? As long as you are being faithful to God, first and foremost, that you are saved in Jesus' name, that's the first thing. You got to make sure that you're saved in Jesus' name. And then you got to know that you have the power of God. You have the power of Jesus working in your life. Because when Jesus rose from the dead, guess what he did? He didn't just rise from the dead. He rose with the victory over death, hell, and the grave. So we have the victory, too. So those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, just like Jesus rose with the victory, we have that same victory. We can do mighty things through God if we use his word and don't allow the enemy to pull the wool over our eyes and don't bamboozle us. That's what he's doing with some of the saints of God today, because the word of God talks about there's some people that's in the body of Christ, they have a form of godliness. They can make you think that they're saved, but God gives his people a spirit of discernment. He let us be able to read between the lines and see the books of your hands and let us know that you're not truly walking in the favor of God. So he will reveal things to his people, God will, and through his word. That's why it's important that we get in God's word, study his word. He said we are to get in his word and study his word to show ourselves approved unto God. Rightly dividing the word of God, that we will not be ashamed or be afraid to be a witness for the Lord everywhere we go. So on tonight, I want to say again, personally, to Pastors Gerald and Pastor Carol Irving on tonight, I thank God for your ministry. I thank God for what he's doing in your life as husband and wife. And we are praying the blessings of the Lord over your lives, that you will continue to be the husband and wife and the pastor that he appointed and anointed and appointed for you all to be for such a time as this. So I want to say thank you once again for coming on this Worldwide Ministry platform and sharing God's word with his people on tonight. So right now, I am opening up the phone lines. Even though I open up all the lines, we know that there are some people that never say anything, but I don't take that lightly. I do thank you for dialing in and being blessed by God's word to people. And I thank God for you that dials in. I thank God for everyone that listens in through the social media platforms around the world. So for those of you that have dialed in on tonight, the phone lines are open. If you have any questions for the pastors on tonight pertaining to tonight's message, part two, or if you want to give them words of encouragement, you have an opportunity to do so now. The phone lines are open. Anyone?
Amen. That was a good sermon tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
The first
caller was from Greensboro, North Carolina. My first cousin, Mary Ann King, giving you all words of encouragement. Amen. Praise
God bless you.
God
bless you, Pastor Gerald and Pastor Carol. That was a powerful message this evening. My notebook is getting full. I still got notes from part one. All right. You said, okay, you all have said God's blessings cannot be reversed. So to me,
Amen.
That says what is for you is for you. And if God
said
it, that settled it. So nobody can take away your blessing.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you for that word.
All right. Amen. Hey, you can always put a period behind the word of God.
Pastor Carol, I'm going to what you said regarding that word for Sister Gwen. The only way that someone can take your blessing from you is if you give it to them.
That's right.
Now,
that's
you,
right.
Can, right. You can talk about it.
Amen.
And you were blessed because you allowed the enemy to take that blessing from you because you didn't stand on the word of God, and you were living in doubt or fear, and you allowed the enemy to take that blessing from you that God had for you with your name on it, but you allowed the enemy to put doubt and fear in your heart and in your mind, and you doubted God's word that he's a promise keeper, that when he says what's for you, it's for you.
Amen.
And stand on that
praise
word, and don't let no enemy in hell, no family member, nobody that's not saved in Jesus' name, I don't care who it is, I don't care how much you said you love them and they love you, if they're not saved in Jesus' name, they're not standing on God's word, and they try to come and let you know that whatever God promised you is not true, it's not going to happen. No, you rebuke that demon right then, squat in the face, and rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus, because God is promised you.
All right. Come on, God.
All right. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So, Pastor Gerald and Pastor Carol, do you have any closing remarks before we go off the air, either one of you?
Well, I just want to let the saints of God know that no matter what you're going through, what you're dealing with, as long as you keep God first, he is directing your life. He's giving you the commission to go forth. And no devil from hell can take anything from you that God has blessed you with. Amen. So anything that's not of God, throw it in the trash can.
Amen.
Amen. I know that's right. I agree with that. That is so true. Amen. I'm a witness. All right, Pastor Gerald and Pastor Carol Irvin, once again, I want to thank you both of y'all for taking time out of your busy schedule. You two are so busy. You stay busy. And God wants doers of his word, not just hearers only. We got to be doers of God's word. We got to be doing something for the kingdom of God here on earth that God will get to glory through our lives. And that's what it's all about. And it should be a daily thing, not just on Sunday or just on a Bible study night. It should be every day. We should be walking and living our lives before sinful men, women, boys, and girls and our neighbors, on our jobs, and everywhere we go, that somebody can see Jesus Christ in us, because that's what we are.
Yeah.
We are walking epistles of Jesus Christ, because some people in this life are never going to walk into a church building. They're never going to step foot into a church building. And then there's some that only time they ever go into a church building is for either a wedding or a funeral. Other than that, you would not find them in a church building. So that's why it's important that as sisters and brothers in Christ, believers of Jesus Christ, doers of God's word, that we know God's word, and that we are not afraid to be a witness for God everywhere we go, that somebody can see Jesus Christ in us, even though we might not ever say a word, they can see our demeanor, and they can say, that's a man or woman of God. I mean, the way they carry themselves, the way they talk, the way they love each other, and they're going through hard times, and they just had a book in their family, they just lost their job, but they're still giving God praise. Don't you know people are watching you? They're watching me. They want to see all the reaction that we said we're saved and how we respond when something negative happened in our lives. Do we still trust God? Do we still stand on our holy faith?
My God.
Right. Amen.
Say that,
amen.
Brother. Say that.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I just want to say to you all, I thank God for allowing Pastor Gerald and Pastor Carol Irvin to come across my path. I thank God for it. He knows how to put his people together. I love how God puts people together. And can nobody do it like God can? So all I can say is thank you, Jesus. And the,
that's right.
And the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. As long as we stay faithful, the best is yet to come. On that note, once again, Pastor Gerald or Sister Pastor Carol Irving, could you all give your information out once again before we close out for tonight? I want to make sure that the listeners, because even though they can go to the website, my website for this show, and we pull up tonight's show, and for those that did not hear part one of this message, you can always go to the website and look for August the 6th, and you will get part one of this message, and then you will be able to, you'll be all caught up from part one, which was aired on August the 6th, and then you got tonight's message. If you all don't mind, before we close out for tonight, once again, give your information out regarding your radio show, your TV show, and also your church information once again before we close out for tonight.
Okay. So once again, we're the pastors of Acclaim Ministries International. That's ACCLAIM, Acclaim. A Acclaimed Ministries International, and we are a non-denominational ministry, and we are located at 21421 Hilltop Drive, Suite 24 in Southfield, Michigan. That zip code is 48033, and our service time is at 1 p.m. 12:45 p.m. We are praying in the sanctuary, you know, conducting intercessory prayer. And I also want to make sure to add that we are, our covering is under Pastor Rob Parsley in Columbus, Ohio, the World Harvest Church. And we also have our radio broadcast, which is Give God the Glory. Broadcast comes on every Friday and every Monday, 7:30 to 9:30 on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, Twitter. Amen. We are there, so connect with us. And you can always go on either Pastor Gerald's page or my page on Facebook, and you can see the link there and everything where you can click in and listen and connect with us there. And our TV network, Right Now Praise TV, that's PRAIZZ, and Right Now Praise Radio. You can find out more about them, www.rightnowpraisePRAIZZ. Make sure you spell praise right, PRAIZZ, radio.com, rightnowpraiseradio.com. And also, we were known as the Gospel Recording Artist, Sounds of Imani, and our site there is www.soundsofimani.com, and we are available for events.
Amen. And if you feel led to donate to the ministry, you can do it by $acclaimoutreach. $acclaimoutreach.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we thank you all for allowing us to spend tonight with you, and we know that God has a blessing with your name on it.
Amen. Thanks so much, Brother James.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. And I want you all to continue to lift up Sister Tara Doss. She's a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am also a member of. Continue to lift her up in prayer. They had lost a loved one on yesterday. And then another cousin has like a brain aneurysm. She's in the hospital. Hospitalized on yesterday. So those two events happened on yesterday. They lost one cousin, and then another cousin is in the hospital. And then we will also lift up author Kimberly Mallory, who was my special guest on this past Thursday night, who did an awesome job discussing her book on this broadcast. Her father, James Mallory, I think she said she had to place him in hospice. But even though people are in hospice, we know that God can still turn that situation around if it be his will.
Yes, he will.
We want to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We want to continue to lift up the people in Ukraine, the people over in Puerto Rico due to the flooding and the mass loss of electricity over in Puerto Rico, and all the different world events that's going on in the world that is not of God, but sometimes God allows things to happen because of his permissive will. He's trying to get people's attention and draw us back to him. So we want to continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Jerusalem and Israel, that we are required to do so by the word of God. He said we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy that you extend to us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and ask that you will forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you will not be in vain here in the earth. We now lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen your people as only you can for your glory in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that are in bereavement on tonight that have lost a loved one. Continue to let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they grieve and go through their hour of bereavement. And help them to remember to always look up into the hills from which cometh their help, for all their help come from you. So now, Lord, we just love you on tonight. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, that you use your men and women that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, that are teaching and preaching your word, that your word will go forth with power, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, either in person in the sanctuary or through social media platforms around the world, if you get the glory, is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, remember and know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
All my soul.